You know what that music means.
Nope.
Really? You haven't figured it out by now?
Not yet, no.
It's a Tech Tuesday, and on the line with us right now, senior editor at CNET TV and host of CNET's Tomorrow Daily. Her name is Ashley Esqueda. Hello, Miss Ashley.
Hi. How are you guys?
We are really good. It's a Tech Tuesday. And I don't have my notes. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Let me help you out. There is now a synthetic dog, Ashley.
What?
That's right. What are synthetic dogs?
This is, we covered this yesterday on Tomorrow Daily. Some people on Facebook are a little creeped out by it, but it's actually a good thing. So there's actually a company called Syndaver, and they make synthetic cadavers for training purposes. So instead of medical doctors or med students using human cadavers to, practice surgery, they can actually use these synthetic cadavers.
Oh, my God. Wait. I'm looking at the people cadavers, the synthetic ones.
They're terrifying, right? They're a little bit creepy.
And, Ashley, I'm mad at them because they are taking business away from my company, Abracadaver.
Where you make them appear and disappear?
Yes. Yes.
That would be a great Las Vegas show. I would go see that.
All right. So wait, this is a really fascinating thing. So they're using synthetic dogs so they can operate on them and learn like what it feels like and
Right. So the thing that we don't really think about, but it makes sense and it's unfortunate all at the same time, is that veterinary students have to perform surgery, and so a lot of times they do that on living animals to practice, and it's supervised, and obviously veterinary colleges take great care to make sure to do their best that the animals are not harmed long term. But they have terminal labs and things like that. And so this company feels, well, if we make synthetic cadavers for humans, why not dogs? And why not, give veterinary schools the opportunity to use these synthetic dogs that are that have fat layers and bones and ligaments. And I mean, it's pretty much a really ultra realistic simulation of a dog.
You know, I'm just reading about the Syndaver Labs. It's based out of Tampa, and they were on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And somebody, one of the celebrities said, yes, we're going to give you the money to do the deal. And then they backed out at the last moment.
Uh-oh.
I bet they feel stupid now. Because this is
probably
a great idea.
It's a great idea. And what they want to do is they're actually crowdfunding for the dog, for the canine. And they're looking to raise $24 million, which would enable them to build about 1,000 of these. And they want to donate them to veterinary colleges around the world.
Oh, that's a good move.
So yeah, because they want, veterinary colleges to be able to use them without having the risk of saying, like, well, we're not really sure if we want to buy them. So they're saying, hey, look, if you guys want to help us out, you want to kick us a little cash to help build these things, and then we're just going to donate them. So it's really cool. Like, we really like this story, and there's a lot of people talking about it on Facebook. So it's definitely one of those things that we don't really think about that much, but when you do think about it, it does seem like a problem that needs a solution, and it looks like Syndaver is working towards that.
Ashley, we're a little older than you are. Not much, but just a little. So, Bill, I'll ask you this. When you were in high school, did you have to dissect a frog?
A frog.
And did you dissect anything, Ashley?
We did have to dissect frogs.
I had to dissect
my brother's only a few years younger than me, and he did not.
Oh.
We had to dissect a fetal pig.
Oh, yeah, that came up, too.
Ooh.
I remember. I was sick that day. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I felt really sorry because it was really cute, and it had a little smile on its face.
Yeah.
It died in its sleep, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. That's what they told us.
I bet that's what happened.
It was really fun and really interesting. It just really smelled like formaldehyde.
Yeah.
I couldn't get that smell away from me. But I like knowing that we're not going to really be doing real animals in the future.
Right.
That's really
progress.
Cool.
Progress. That's good news.
Bill, you love Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Incredibly.
And did they have the golden ticket for reals in life? I know it was in the movie, but did they have it for you to win something?
In a Wonka bar? I don't know that they ever did.
Well, there's something McDonald's is doing a little similar to that, but not here in the States. Correct, Ashley?
Yeah, this is over in Japan.
They get all the fun.
Really. They do get to have all the fun, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's Japan has a new promotional, new promo, and they are giving away an 18-carat golden chicken McNugget.
What are you going to do with it? Put it on a necklace? Use it as a keychain.
I mean, that would be a pretty great piece of swag. Am I right?
Yeah, 18-karat gold.
And are they hiding it? Like when you order McNuggets, will it just come in your 6 or 9 or 12 pack? How are they doing that?
Fortunately, they won't be slipping it into a box of into a Happy Meal.
Oh, good.
You have to actually follow the company on social media, Tokaz, a Japan McDonald's account, and then they have this new mascot in Japan that is kind of like a Hamburglar, but mm-hmm. his name's Kaito Nuggets, or Phantom Thief Nuggets, the translation. And so you have to try to track where he's going to show up, and then you can hope to win the ultimate grand prize of the Golden Chicken McNuggets.
Can't you imagine some kid, if they did put it in the boxes, you know, oh my God, this one's burned, and just throwing it out. Too hard.
If you break your tooth off on it, you don't realize it's golden. You could actually just melt a little bit of it down and get a new tooth.
Then you get a lawsuit and an 18-karat gold nugget. That would be awesome. Speaking of social media, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg had a bit of an embarrassment.
You know, he did. Even the highest level executives at social media companies in Silicon Valley are subject to account hacks and poor password choices. So those CEOs are just like us. He reused a password a couple of times, and LinkedIn was compromised a while back, and Mark Zuckerberg's Twitter and Pinterest accounts were compromised for a short time recently, last couple days or so. The hackers published his password, which was DADADA, which may be not the safest, most secure
password
in the world. Da, da, da.
And, to do, do, do.
A really big stink. Yeah,
that
exactly. He's just a really big fan. So he apparently reused that password a couple of times. And because of that LinkedIn breach, they were able to get into his other, his Twitter and Pinterest accounts.
Good
but obviously,
thing.
I mean, he's always on Facebook, right? He's never on Twitter.
Right, sure.
Too bad they couldn't hack into his bank account, because that's where you want to be for Mark Zuckerberg.
No kidding. Let's hope that he did not password protect his safety deposit boxes with DADADA.
And then, Ashley, one more story. T-Mobile's doing something interesting, I guess, to kind of reward or buy customers' loyalty. What are they doing?
This is really fascinating. So T-Mobile held their Un-Carrier 11 event. They have repeatedly done things to try to shift the mobile, the wireless industry, and in some cases they've certainly done that. In this instance, they are now turning to the customers and saying, hey, thanks for sticking with us. We want to reward you. We want you to have a stake in our future, literally. So we are going to give you one share of stock. And if you bring in fresh accounts from friends or family, we'll give you additional shares.
Do you know the approximate value? Where is their stock at right now? Do you know?
I believe right now it's around $40.
That's not bad.
Between $40 and $50, yeah. So so everybody gets one share of T-Mobile stock if they're a customer. They're also doing... maybe that's where Mark has they're also doing a thing called T-Mobile Tuesdays, which I guess is an app for iOS and Android. You're able to sign up, and then every Tuesday they're doing things like giving away, if you're a T-Mobile customer, pizzas or movie tickets. This week is a big Warcraft week, because Warcraft, the movie, is coming out later this week. So T-Mobile's partnered up with them to give away movie tickets. And also bigger prizes that go to one specific person at random, like a battle axe from the movie, things like that. So pretty interesting that they're doing this. It's sort of a kind of a street goes both ways thing. They're rewarding old customers, and then they're also trying to bring in new customers who want those rewards. But there is a catch. Here's the thing. If you have never held stock before, this could create some new challenges for you during tax season next year.
Oh, maybe.
So it'll be really interesting to see how this sort of plays out over the course of a year. I'm really curious to see how a lot of people who are T-Mobile customers are likely not stockholders in any company. So they'll be first-time stockholders, and it'll be very interesting to see how they respond and how they deal with having that stock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am going to go check out Tomorrow Daily and look at the synthetic dog. And listeners, you can too. You can go to CNET. Is it at CNET TV, CNET.com? Which one?
You can go to CNET.com. And then if you want a direct link right to our show page, it's just TomorrowDaily.com.
Perfect. Ashley Esqueda, thank you so much on this Tech Tuesday.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too, Ashley. Thanks. All right, a quick break. Steve with the news and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.